Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landon Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, during a recent Senate hearing, a plant scientist warned that the Environmental Protection Agency's new regulations for plant-incorporated protectants will slow the breeding of new fruit and vegetable varieties that are more resistant to pests and diseases. Margaret Lee Worthington, a crop scientist out of the University of Arkansas, told a Senate Agriculture Subcommittee last week that the EPA's new rule only adds bureaucratic layers of red tape for products developed using gene editing. Now, she says this is true even though the agency views those products as having no additional safety risk compared to those used with conditional breeding. She also told the subcommittee that the Environmental Protection Agency's regulations are out of line with USDA's new regulatory process for gene editing crops, and also will be a more burdensome than regulations in other countries, including north of the border in Canada. Keep in mind, the EPA's new rule goes into effect in just a few short weeks on July 31st. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.